In Mishna Vov, Rav Chalifta Ishkvar Hananya says, Asora Shiyoish Yoiski Batoira Shchina Shruya Beinem, Shneemar Elukim Nitzabat Askel, Minayin Afilu Chamisha Hadinu Yivin 5, Shneemar Gudos Leeres Yisoda. Minayin Afilu Shlesh Hadinu Yivin 3 people, Shneemar Bekel, Vekimish Poit, Minayin Afilu Shnaim, Shneemar Azdi Yiburi Hashem, Ish Reu Vayashav Hashem Vayishma, ומציל נפילו אחד, and then you talk even נפה אחד, שנאמר בכל מקום אשר אזכיר שמי, אבוא אליך וברכתיך. So he goes ahead and he brings that הקדוש שכינה שרויה ביניהם with 10, with 5, with 3, with 2, and with 1. Those are the numbers. And the question is, if you have with 10, that's clear. If you have 5, for sure 10. So you should have said, if a שכינה is with 1, clearly with 2 or 3 is more. So why does the Mishnah repeat that Shechina Shrei? And you bring a posuk to each and every one of them. Second thing is, what's the chidush? Who is this Reb Chalifta Ishvar Hananya? The Gemara Mitzia says he's the one who transmitted the teachings of Reb Meir. They call Tnai for Tnai. For you to put a condition, has to be a Tnai Kodemais. The condition has to be before you do the action, or before. In other words, if you say I will give it to you if you do X, Y, and Z, the giving is already done. You have to put always the Tnai before, because the Tnai frames, sets the mindset. So you have to say, if you give me, I'll give it to you. Because then the act of my giving is already framed, is already bound by the condition that I import. This is the Chiddush of, this is the teaching that is in Bob Metzia from Reb Chalifta Ishkvar Hananya. And the question is, what significance of this to our Mishnah? And how does that relate to the mystical experiences? And again, why did then? Now, interestingly enough, that the Gemara in Brochas is a very similar Gemara in the name of the Amoraim. Right? The Gemara in Metzia, by the way, is the Gemara in Daf Tezvov in Metzia. So, interestingly enough, the Gemara in Brochas, Daf Vov, says something similar to it, but then the Gemara asks. And the Gemara says like this. Omar Vada bar Omar Bitzchok. Minay la'asor shebispalalim sheshchina b'neim, shenema elokim tzavadaskel b'existing possible by us. But then it skips to 3. Minay l'shloisha sheyoyishvim, and then it says, not sheloimdim, sheyoyishvim b'din. How do you know the three people who are creating, what you call, judging somebody who are in judgment, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them? Bekerav elokim mishpot. ומיניים לשניים שיושבים בתוירה, and brings us in Pasuk, and the mind לאחד ויושב בתוירה. And that the Gemara asks the Poshta Kasha, the Gemara says, one second. וכי מאחר דפילו חד, תראי מבה, if one is enough, why do you need two? Clear two, so why do you have to tell me two? So the Gemara says, תראי מכתב המילאי בספרי הזכרוינס, two people, the Sefer הזכרוינס, you, not only because you're with you, but you are written in Sefer HaZichronis. Chad lo mikhtav amilei b'Sefer HaZichronis. But one does not get written in Sefer HaZichronis. V'chim yachad afilu trei t'los et b'ayim. But one second, that's two. Why need three? So the Gemara, the teim adin ha-shloma b'almod, of that, only if you learn the Shechinis in with you, but if you are in an act of judgment, if you're judging, if you're in court, that's not. The Gemara says, Shechina kom ha-shmandris. The dina nami ha-in Torah, because dina is not learning, but it's the application of law, which is the same. But now if you know that the Shechina is with 3, Asor v'bay Kolshkin 10. So I do have to mention 10. The Gemara says, Asor akod v'shechina v'yaza, the Shechina comes before. Tlosa v'yaza, Tlosa only when they sit, the Shechina comes to them. Question is, first of all, what's the chidus of an Amoira if it says something very similar in the Mishnah? Why is the number 5 Mishnah? The Mishnah means even 5. The Gemara doesn't say. And l'chore de tzrichusa should have been in the Mishnah. Why there's no Tzrichusa? The number 5 doesn't have a Tzrichusa. Says the Maal, because the two Gemaras are totally different. Here we are trying to say that there are different forms of experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the idea is that Tnai Kodem L'Maisa. You would have thought the experience is a very individual experience. Rab Chalifta Ishkvar Hananya tells you that the setting defines the experience. The same way that Tnai defines, binds, morphs the mindset, you need a setting, you need a frame to set the experience. And what the Maharal says is, he's telling you that all of this idea of experience, of the mystical experience, is the concept of Achdus, of the Echod, the concept of the Yehudim. And says the Maharal, what the Mishnah is telling you, there is a very big difference between our Mishnah and the Gemara in Brachas. And the difference is because our Mishnah tells you that there's a different level, number five, and the Gemara in Brachas doesn't. Therefore, here the Mishnah is telling us that there are different forms of Yehudim. The Yichud of Ten is the highest and the deepest form of Yichud, because that's the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Olam. We all know that the Ten, the idea of the Ten, is that after the number Ten, there's no other number, there's no 11, there's 10 plus 1, 10 plus 2, Echad Asar, Shnayim Asar, says the Rabbi, because the number 10 creates Shlemus, and that Shlemus is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Yichud is Shlemus, that you put it all together. That's why the number 10, as we mentioned many times, the Ibn Ezra says the rule of nine is the world is in mathematics, not the rule of 10. So why is our system decimal? Says Amal, exactly, because in the world of physical is nine. Why? Because in the world of physical you have the idea of three dimensions of space, of three dimensions of time, which is a total of nine dimensions. That's the reality of physical. That's Ayoyev Adam Kaf Shaloi, the Gemara Metzia says. A person likes one of his more than nine of somebody else. Why nine? Because nine is the totality of Olam Hazeh. Yud is that ruchnius that runs the world and puts it together. That is the idea of the Hashgacha, which Chazal call it, that you don't need the minyan 10, you need 9 that look like 10. Because the 10 is the invisible binding of everything. So that's the highest form of Yichud. The number 5 is also Yichud. That's the Yichud, which is a lower, which is Keneged Yud Kivov Kei, that Kutso Shel Yud puts it together. That's Keneged the Thun that puts together the idea, it wraps it all together. That's why Keneged Dibur is Keneged the idea of Kabed Tavicha Vetimecha, that you connect to the source. It's Keneged Lo Sachmu, it says the Maharal, because Lo Sachmu means that you shouldn't be jealous because you realize it is all coming from somewhere else. The ability to bind together and to connect is a form of Yichud. And the Mishnah is telling you that the experience of Yichud is different. The Yichud of 10 is the highest form of Yichud, so your mystical experience will be different. The number 5 is a great Yichud, but is lower than number 10. And then it tells you 3 is even a lower form of Yichud. Because 3 is the idea that you have two opposites, thesis and antithesis, and then you have a synthesis that put it all together. And then there is a second form, which is a lower form of Yichud, which is number 2. Number 2 is not the Yichud, but is the concept of breaking down the self. Because we always know that the self is always biased. Because the self is not perfect, you always need the easier connecting, you need the balance, like the thinking fast and thinking slow. When something becomes real, you need a challenge, you need a balance. And therefore, this is the chidush, that's why the number 2 is a lower form of yichud. And then you have the self, which is the lowest of the low form. Which is, that's why you see in the Echoles, that when they do these mystical ascensions, they always invite the chabura, they invite a group of people to do together, because those settings define the experience. So says the Maharal, that's why you don't need a tzrichusa. The Mishnah is telling you that there are different forms of yichud which define your experience. The highest form of yichud is 10, the second form of yichud is 5, the third form of yichud is 3, the other one is the 2 at least breaks the self, and the lowest form of yichud is the number 1. That's our Mishnah. The Gemara there is not telling you different qualitatively. He's telling you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to you, to 10, to 3, to 2, and to 1. And that's why the Gemara asks, one second, if he comes at 10, why you need? So he's telling you different chidushim, because he's not telling you qualitative that the experiences are different. Because if he's telling you the levels of experience, it's missing number 5, which is the highest form of Yichud. That's why Ve'agudoso Yalieretz Yesoda, here we say it's 5. So he says, Kakasha, the Gemara in Aguda, the Aguda says of is always 3. So can you say 5? Says the Maharal, yes, because he's telling you Yichud. 3 is a form of Yichud that puts things together, that creates the balance, it creates the synthesis. However, the number 5 is a much bigger. Because why? The 4 is always the physical separation. Why? Because in the world of space, those are the 4 corners. Ke'arba ruchu is ha-shamayim perasi eschem, which is keneged yud kevofki, which is keneged the structure of splitting the world. Shnaim shemarba. And the chamesh is the ichud of that. So you're right, you could have an aguda of 3, but the ultimate aguda of putting together when things are very separate is the number 5. But that's only we talk about qualitatively. The Mishnah and the Gemara and Brachah is not talking qualitatively. So here's the chidush that is mamish lishitosai. It's telling us that the experience that you get has to be defined by the setting, by the framing. You always have to frame it first because you need that tnai koidem lemaise. And the tnai koidem lemaise are the forms of ichudim. So because the mystical experience is ichud, you need a setting of ichud to be able to achieve that ichud. That's the framing, that's the tnai koidem lemaise. And that's what the Mishnah tells you, there are different forms of ichud. And in Mirat Hashem, we are going to see next week that then there is Rebbe Lezer Ish Bar Toisa that tells you that that form of connection of Ichud is not only the Ichud of the person, is not only the setting, but the ultimate Ichud is the Ichud that a person relinquishes ownership. There is no bailos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Koine HaKol. And how do you know that? Rebbe Lezer Bar Toisa in Mishnah Zayin says, Ten lo mishaloi, whatever you give, give his. Don't assume that you're giving your things. You have to assume that it all belongs to him. She'ata v'shelcha shaloi. If you want to achieve the mystical experience of connection, you have to relinquish the self. And the self is the acquisition, because Adam can acquire, can control. You can give a lot of tzedakah. But if you're exercising the control, is an expression of the ego creates a barrier. So for you to connect in the form of Ichud, you need the setting, but ultimately you need to relinquish the self, which is the bailus in Elam Hazeh. And those are the ideas that when you give tzedakah, and when you give, you have to realize that you're giving not your money, you're giving his money. V'chen be'David, and this is David HaMelech, which is Malchus. David HaMelech is less lemigar maklum, is the ultimate connection of the Yareach. And he says, ki mim chakol, everything belongs to you, u'miyot chanasal nalach. And I'm giving you from you, is not mine. The relinquishing of the self is what allows the Yichud to happen, and we'll see that in Mitzvah next week.